Scott Morrison's preliminary but clearly irreversible decision on Friday to block the sale of the Kidman pastoral empire to a consortium majority owned by foreign Chinese interests is, in my opinion, the right decision. As Malcolm Turnbull said, and I quote, "The Australian government decides who invests in Australia." I'm not sure we're mixing up words here, but anyway, that's what he said, invests. He said, "We're a sovereign nation, and we're entitled to form a judgment as to whether an investment is against the national interest." Now, this isn't investment, this is ownership. "The scale of investment," he said, "the amount of land involved was enormous. It was of a scale that was literally unprecedented," unquote. Now, I have to say, I see, smell the fingers of Barnaby Joyce over this. And well done, Barnaby Joyce. 100% correct, Malcolm Turnbull. 100% correct when you say the scale of the investment, the amount of land involved was enormous. It was a scale of a scale that was unprecedented. The Prime Minister is right. That said, it's also true that this and many similar sale processes involving important Australian assets to foreigners has been very messy. It's now time the government created certainty for both Australians and would-be foreign owners. Instead of talking vaguely about the national interest, let's now define what the national interest is. New Zealand have no difficulty doing that. How much is too much? Is it, for example, in the national interest for foreigners to own, as opposed to invest in, prime agricultural Australian land? Dairy farmers, for example. Is it in Australia's national or strategic interest for Chinese companies to own or long-term lease any of Australia's 70 ports? It's time the government put clear rules in place rather than revisits the same messy process each time a deal is announced. And that way everyone, including the Australian people, will know where they stand. The Kidman decision is the right decision. And for God's sake, an area of land bigger than Ireland and Wales put together. But now let's have some debate to properly decide the limits to foreign ownership.